Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, an American broadcaster. I've been on the farm all my life, been around cows all my life, been doing this program now in podcast form and in radio broadcast form for about four and a half years. I started it on the advice, if you will, or the encouragement of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I've been doing talk radio since 1974. Mostly issue-oriented programs locally and nationally. And because I have such a love of my farm, my animals, the way I feel about being a farmer, Michael said, you should take that passion and do a radio program. So that's how this got started. First part of each program, I try to spend 4 or 5 minutes talking about some of the things that are newsworthy, that affect small farmers. I happen to be, at the moment, broadcasting from the site of this year's National Farm Broadcasters Association in Kansas City. There are about 1,000 farm broadcasters. Who would have thunk, actually, that there are that many people across the country who are doing farm-related broadcasting? But you think about all the great stations in some of the smaller communities and some of the rural communities and some of the places in our country that support agriculture. And yeah, you can find a lot of people who are interested in local agriculture, local reports. I take a different point of view from almost everybody who is touting big ag or is being supported advertising-wise by the big ag companies. So it'll be interesting to see how well-received or not I am by some of the folks. I'm going to meet people from stations and people from broadcaster, from the advertisers, and you know, just kind of feel my way around this group of very, very successful and wonderful people. There's also folks here from the National Farmers Union, which have launched the Fairness for Farmers campaign. You should know that Fairness for Farmers is a national campaign seeking to engage farmers and ranchers to fight for an economy that works hard and ensures fair agricultural markets. I'll talk about that more in my commentary later in the program. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Ken Ferry, who's the owner of Crop Tech Consulting. We'll find out how they're helping, he and his team, helping farmers all around the country make more and better use of the land, if you will. I thought it was interesting this week, Chipotle, the Mexican grill people, unveiling a new animated short film called A Future Begins. It's a sequel to their award-winning film from a couple of years ago. It's actually about 10 years ago when Willie Nelson did Back to the Start. That was a cover of Coldplay's The Scientist. A Future Begins will premiere new music from Grammy Award-winning singer Kacey Musgraves, who reimagined Coldplay's Fix You as a score to the film. It begins by depicting a farming family sending their children off to college, the family battling to keep their farm intact, ultimately putting their land up for sale. The child struggles to discover his calling away when he's at school, returns to save the family farm by introducing new technology and sustainable growing techniques, which are inspired by current Chipotle suppliers and partners. So you look back over the last 5 years or so, agriculture has lost over 40 times more farmers than it gained, challenging the future of small and mid-sized farms all around the country, which is the backbone of this program and the backbone of my thinking about American farming. Kacey Musgraves says, quote, I know that the American farm has faced a huge range of challenges over the last decade that threaten its survival, and the future of farming depends on supporting the next generation of young family farmers. To be able to reimagine this classic song while supporting an amazing cause with Chipotle means a lot to me. This is, again, those are the words of Kacey Musgraves. In addition to creating a future begins, Chipotle is supporting farmers with a couple of new initiatives. The new farm bill, the 2023 farm bill, Chipotle says the biggest barrier to entry for many young farmers is access to land. In the last decade alone, we've lost more than 20 million acres of farmland, and that trend is continuing, as you know, and I know. 2 million acres a year being lost to development. So Chipotle is supporting the National Young Farmers Coalition and its movement to advocate for policy change in the next farm bill that would facilitate equitable access to 1 million acres of land or so for the next generation of farmers. You want to join that campaign and impact the farm bill as it's being put together, you can visit Chipotle.com/farmers. That's Chipotle.com/farmers. I also want to talk a little bit, as time allows, about the rate of new vaccinations. People in rural America, for whatever the reason, and part of it has to do with mistrust of government, I know it does, the number of farmers and people working in agriculture is lower in terms of percentages for getting vaccines and vaccinated than with the rest of the population. But it's gone up and held steady, but still not where the averages are that the rest of the country is able to achieve. And so I'm going to say this about vaccines. I am a supporter of getting the shots. I'm not a vaxxer or an anti-vaxxer. I believe that too many vaccines are required of young people and families before children go to school. I think that we've let that get out of control. I think there is credible evidence that some of the vaccines cause autism, that sort of thing. So I'm not for mandating a lot of this stuff, but I think some things are necessary. And I do think that the vaccines around for COVID now are better taken than not. Having said that, I am not in favor of the mandates. I think the mandate idea is ill-conceived. It's inappropriate. I think we're allowing ourselves to speak to the worst of mankind instead of the better of mankind, or those who have good intentions versus not so good intentions. I think it's selfish not to get vaccinated, frankly. I think it's selfish not to wear a mask where necessary. I think sometimes it goes overboard. I was on an airplane yesterday, and I got really tired of listening to the flight attendants keep telling us, oh, you got to keep your nose covered and your mouth covered. You know, that kind of stuff is harassment. But having the good sense, if you will, to get the vaccination is, I think, not only good for you, but it's good for those around you. And so I did it, frankly. I have a great immune system, and I've never had the flu, and I never got a flu shot, at least till this year. And now I did get one this year. But I think my daughter-in-law just had a baby this week, and I think when I'm spending time with them, I want to make sure that we're all protected, and that's why I do it. As much as anything else. And I don't want to risk doing harm to other people. So that's why I'm protecting myself. I hope that you think about it that way, and perhaps will, if you have made up your mind not to get the vaccine, maybe you'll change your mind, just because it's good for everybody. In my opinion, you do what you think is right, but that's what I would pass along. And the reason I said that is because in terms of news, the new vaccination rates are up a little bit in rural counties around the country. So I think that's good. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. Our podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can get the essence of our conversations in short form, and you can listen to the broadcast as well. So you can catch whatever it is that is important week to week, every week, a new podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Attention Americans aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year, and SmartMatch Insurance is here to help. SmartMatch compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. SmartMatch is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums. Plus, dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. SmartMatch makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-984-1632. That's 800-984-1632. 800-984-1632.
Back to our American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, welcoming in Ken Ferry, who's the owner of Crop Tech Consulting, which is something that in Illinois is highly touted. Well, he's been working around the country. Have you not, Ken? Tell me about this company and how it got started and what your background is.
Of course, I grew up on a livestock farm and then went to college for ag business and agronomy, and really started out in the fertilizer side as far as applying fertilizer and selling fertilizer and that type of thing, and did a lot of customer consulting, I guess you would say, working with growers and helping them put their programs together. And then in 1992, broke out on my own with my wife and I starting a consulting business. So the roots are in agriculture, I guess you would say, from the family farm up through the fertilizer side of the business and pesticides. And
right.
We've been working so, in the consulting side ever since.
So to speak, with the fact that you have your roots in farming, I think when you're in the business of fertilizer, advising people on what to do to raise healthy plants. There is so much concern about herbicides and fertilizer, with the seeds we plant, that sort of thing. So I'd be curious to know where you come from. I have very strong feelings about all of these things in terms of how they apply to the family farm and what's going on, especially with control of seeds in the hand of four or five big, huge agribusinesses. That's a real problem for a lot of family farmers. There's a movement, as you know, to try to get control away from some of these people. And I wonder where you come down on that. Where are you involved as a tech consultant for crops? You must be involved in the seed angle of things.
We are involved in the seed angle, but more from the side of trying to help our customers understand the genetics that they're planting and how to best manage them. Of course, we don't sell any seed or anything like that. We do a lot of research spots with the growers trying to get them to understand the different characteristics each genetic line has and then how they can best manage that on their farm in their management practices.
Are you concerned about the control of the genetics, the control of what seeds? I guess I want to explore that a little bit with you just to get from your point of view whether you're developing genetics and how that plays into some of the what's available in seeds, or whether it's being developed elsewhere, and whether the farmers are going to have control over it as much as I think that's necessary is not reality. So let's get to that in a few moments here. Ken Ferry with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
All right, back to the American Family Farmer, our conversation this week with Ken Ferry, who's the owner of Crop Tech Consulting. We started talking about genetics of seeds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I guess I would be curious to know of what you think the future is, and maybe that's a better way of me asking the question rather than me sort of in a pejorative way grinding on on the big ag concerns and whether people are going to be able to control or get what they really want in terms of genetics. How sophisticated has this become, Ken?
It's of course with all the traits and stuff like that, the actual process of putting that seed out has become, I guess more high tech, more complicated. As an industry though, we have lost a lot of, if you want to call it mom and pop seed houses that were scattered throughout the country that produce seed that did well in their geography. Most of those have been bought up into the few, I guess you would say, that are left. And today, a good hybrid is a hybrid that will perform from Omaha to Philadelphia. It's got a wide stretch across the country. So that gets a hybrid that does well everywhere, and then you could put all different kinds of traits on that frame or on that hybrid that you want. But it does move away from localized, specialized seed, or sometimes called designer seed, that fits a certain geography because of its high pH issues or things like that. So we've lost some of the fine tuning of it. We kind of have to settle for this is what's out there. Now let's figure out how best we can manage it to get the most out of it.
Do you interfere with, or are the people, the four or five, I'm thinking of the obvious players here, that are controlling the seed. There's four or five companies, including a company called Chem China, but there's the usual players, Dow and Bayer. And I wonder whether that's limiting what you can do, with less available, seed, strains. Is that kind of constrained? I see your business looks like it's expanding. All of your children are either working for you or going to college so they can come to work for you. So business must be good. And I wonder how you've seen the whole availability. You said mom and pops are gone. Yeah, I recognize that on my farm. I've been buying non-pollinated seed from two sources, one in Illinois and one in Pennsylvania, for years and years and years, because I don't want, I don't want hybrids. I want the old style cow corn that I grew up with. It seems to work the best for my cows. But as you said, there aren't many. The guy in Illinois is like 80 years old and blind, and God love him. He grows about 500-600. You may even know who the guy is. 500-600 acres of corn a year, and people like me, you know, continue to support him. You look around the country. Those are the only two that I know of. I'm sure there are probably more, but those are the only two that I know of. Do you work with people like that, or do you have to?
No, we haven't. We work, of course, with our customers. They're the ones choosing their seed companies, everything else. So that's already done by the time we enter into the decision. And then what we're trying to do is put out teaching plots with their hybrids that they want to plant on their farms and get them to understand leaf structure and what we call ear flex and plant characteristics, and kind of working with what the farmer brings to us. We really don't take any seed options to them. It's more or less, these are the options you are interested in, and let's learn about those genetics and what they can or can't do for you.
I want to talk with you about the size of some of the farms that you're working with, and certainly some of the nuances you're finding having to do with soil and soil conditions and soil qualities. We continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Try Decrystal for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A pair of high-profile homicide cases continuing in Georgia. Day 9 on Wednesday of the trial of 3 men accused in the shooting death of Ahmed Arbery. William Roddy Bryan Jr.'s attorney, Kevin Gao, said even though Bryan was involved in chasing Arbery through a neighborhood as he was jogging, he was not directly involved in shooting and killing him.
At the time of the shooting, Mr. Bryan is simply a witness, and under those circumstances, we believe that he is entitled to have an acquittal.
Gregory McMichael and his son Travis McMichael and Brian are accused of shooting the 25-year-old Arbery. The defense contends Travis McMichael shot the black man in self-defense after they wrestled over his shotgun. Meanwhile, the jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse double homicide case in Kenosha, Wisconsin, deliberated for a second day without reaching a verdict. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden still hoping to pass the second of his two legislative priorities. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill signed into law by President Biden Monday is being attached by Democrats to another $4 trillion in additional spending through President Biden's social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better legislation. Republican Congressman Representative Dan Muser from Pennsylvania on Newsmax Monday.
You know, last year we spent $5.6 trillion for recovery and relief and for a vaccine. This year, if the Democrats have their way, they're going to spend more than that. This year alone, $6 trillion, maybe even $7 trillion. Look, I helped actually design the TNI bill, the infrastructure bill. It was far from perfect, but it was okay. But when something's attached to an additional, completely dependent, attached to a $4 trillion additional spend, that made it completely unacceptable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And it's hard enough to get a cab on the surface of the Earth at times, but researchers at Vanderbilt University say they're working with NASA engineers on developing airborne taxi cabs. A computer science prof says they hope to create vehicles they'd call octocopters that take off and land vertically and can move 6 to 8 people. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Moving back into our second half hour, Ken Ferry is here. He and his family run Crop Tech Consulting, dealing with the genetics of seeds and what can be done on a farm. So give us an idea of the breadth of the type of farms you work with, from the smallest to the largest. How broad is that spectrum?
It is pretty wide, 300-400 acres, on up to over 20,000 acres. But I would say a large section of our customers are probably in the 2,000 to 4,000 acre range.
So those are, for the most part, family farmers, are they not? They are working farms that have been their families for a long, long time. And, and so are you working with generations as well? A pop and then the son or the daughter, and they're changing because they're better educated, exposed to more things. Would you say it's easier for you to do your job now than when you first got started?
Yeah, it's probably one of the cool things about the job, because we've been at this, 30 years. So in a lot of cases now, we're actually in the third generation. So I not only work for the farmer's dad, but I work for his grandpa or consulted with his grandpa. So it's kind of cool to see it. In some cases, I might know their grandpa better than they do, as far as I was actually out in the fields with them and that type of thing. So it's really cool to watch that transition through those generations.
Do you have a farm of your own? Do you practice some of this stuff on your own land?
Yeah, I've got, the wife and I only have about 60 acres, a lot of it is also in our teaching plots. So we got small plots on it to use as educational plots that we can take farmers out into during the summer to actually see some of the stuff that we're trying to teach.
Right. And it is sort of a teaching thing as I am looking at the overview here of what you do. You run about 150 trials a year. How does that take place? What would be, describe that experience for us, would you?
We're trying to answer questions that our customer base brings to us or questions that we have. So when we get a lot of questions in a certain area, let's say it be cover crops or strip till or no till, then we try to put out what we call real world trials out in the field with our customers. So the customers help us put it in, and we would put in replicated strips of covers or different tillage or that type of thing. And we would compare what they're doing now in those replicated trials to what we're studying or thinking about doing. So we help them put them in, help them collect the data, and analyze that data and say, okay, here's the ROI on these practices. And then we present that to them in seminars basically throughout the year.
You're a human being, and human beings have their preferences. We vote a certain way, we eat a certain food, we buy a certain car because, you know, we like that experience. So how do you keep your own preferences for what to grow from interfering in, and I don't, interfere is probably not the right word, but from having you sway a farmer one way or another to your thinking?
That's probably going to happen no matter what, meaning that if you think you think the better way to do it is here, you're going to steer them there. But one thing I've learned in 30 years of experience is not every farm and not every farmer can do it the way that you would want. So you kind of have to look at the farmer's limitations and then work within those limitations to get them the best outcome. We have a lot of very successful no-till farmers, but it comes with drained soil, meaning that they aren't fighting a lot of wet ground. So when you do work with a farmer who has very poorly drained farm, it's going to be a challenge to get some of those same ideas to work for him.
Right.
And there you may have to bring in the strip till or other types of tillage, that type of thing. So one plan fits all just doesn't work. And it's presented that way a lot of times as you listen to different presentations and things like that this is all you got to do and this is going to work. When you actually get to the farm gate, you got to take that farmer's ability, financial ability, labor, equipment, land, all into consideration. Can we do it? And then the ROI. And ROI just isn't financial ROI. There's also satisfaction of job and pride and that type of thing. You know, so as we move along, for instance, mowing road ditches, the ROI is not very good at mowing your road ditches, but the grower takes enough pride in presentation that it's true ROI for him is positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that can
right.
be the same as you deal with soil health and all the other issues that farmers deal with.
Yeah, I would think it's presentation is what everything looks like. Everybody likes to see a straight. Nobody wants to see a crooked row of corn. As much as, you know, as simple as that is, nobody wants. I don't want to. When I plant corn, I have a four-row International 56 planter, and I'm like a nut bird. I won't let anybody else do it. I want to do it myself so that I make sure the rows are straight. And then if I don't get them straight, I get a lot of starch from the people who say, well, see, we could probably have done it better than that. I mean, silly little stuff like that. But there's a pride to this, and I think it maybe is more family farmer oriented than not. So let me take you to an experience that I had directly about, I don't know, it was last summer at one point in time. I was visiting a friend in Pennsylvania, and they had just done an experiment that was so poignant. One side of the road was all natural. The cultivation takes place with no chemical fertilizers. It's all composted stuff or manure or whatever, but it's organic in nature. So I looked at the soil on that side of the road, and it was loose and free and lots of worms, you know, and microbial involvement in the soil. You could see it. Other side of the road, they'd use Roundup and other things that were chemically based, and the soil seemed to be harder. And the life that you saw under the surface wasn't the same life as you saw under the surface of the organic soil on the other side of the road. How much do you encounter that, and what do you tell people, or how do you educate them as to what the best results may be?
What you're talking about there is soil health.
Yes.
But we have a tendency to see both. So we have a lot of farms that are not organic, that have a lot of soil health in them based on how the farmer manages them. And then you have some soils that are literally been destroyed from a soil health perspective. But we also see the same thing in it. We have a number of organic growers. And within the organic growers, we have some that have a very vibrant soil health. And then we have some that are not very healthy, meaning the amount of tillage that's being used to control the weeds and the stuff on the farm isn't maybe being paid attention to close enough, and we're doing it when it's too wet and tougher conditions. And so we have organic farms that I would say have a poor soil health. So it comes down to individual management, and a lot of times stewardship, you know, and if that stewardship was handed down from grandpa to the next generation, it continues. If the owners of the farm are absentee and don't have any stewardship ties to it, then it's flat out what's the highest return for cash rents and stuff like that. And those put pressure on trying to farm more from a soil health perspective. I mean, that you got to do what you got to do because you don't know who's going to have the farm next year.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue in a few more minutes with you as we explore this very important way of handling crop growing with Ken Ferry from Crop Tech Consulting here. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
All right, back with Ken Ferry on the focus of how to get the most out of your soil and to give it what it needs in return so it gives you what you need. The wet weather this past year in the, well, certainly in the Northeast, I'm in Massachusetts, and I know I had a horrible time. Most of the thing I have of dairy a heifer replacement operation, and I grow, produce a lot of hay, and I'm still haying in the middle of November, and I'm still haying. As long as the weather holds up, I'll keep going because I'm so far behind. And so, you know, that's not necessarily the crop that you pay attention to, but beans and corn and that sort of thing have been affected how with these wet conditions?
Here in the Midwest, harvest is still going on, and yep. That's a challenge for soybeans. Actually, our crew finished up, I think it was midnight last night, taking out one of our 150 trials on soybeans. And we've been working on it in between rains, which means that these are all wet soybeans that are going to a bin, and we have to dry them, and that's a challenge and an extra expense to get the crop out. The amount of water we had this year did bring a lot of disease pressure, so a lot of the corn that's not harvested yet is on the ground here. So that takes what would be one day of harvest once the corn falls down turns into 4 or 5 days to get it picked back up. Yep. So, yeah, the water has worked against us in the area that we live here in central Illinois, has worked against us this year with disease.
Mm-hmm. What's going to be, I started out by asking about, I mentioned fertilizer costs. Everything I know about chemical, and I don't use any chemical fertilizers on my farm, but I know a lot of my friends who are using them have either bought now for next year or they don't even intend to buy because either it's too expensive or it's not available. Where do you see this going?
And that's a question we worked through with a lot of our growers this fall. The guys that a lot of the guys bought early, so that helps. But our recommendation is to take what removal of phosphorus and potassium, take it and put it into bushels. So how many bushels of beans or corn does it take to pay for the removal that you hold off? And if you compare last year's corn prices, bean prices, to last year's fertilizer prices, to this year's prices, in a lot of cases, especially when they were buying early, it was cheaper. It took less bushels this fall to put that removal on than it did a year ago. And in that case, we tell them to stick with it because a lot of ag economists say, you know, it's 7 year peak to peak for the highest returns in farming, and then 7 years valley to valley. So good chance that we are at a peak or coming over a peak. And while we can make money in production right now, we better be putting the nutrients back, because when it goes where the cost of production is too high, you want to be able to step on the brake then and not have your soil depleted at that point.
Give me 30 or 40 seconds on this podcast that you're doing about the basics of, in essence, what you do, the consulting you do.
That's right. The podcast actually was started mainly for our customer base that we work with, a way to get to them on a weekly basis and update them on what's going on in the field, what we're seeing, and things to be aware of. And then it just kind of evolved into it goes on through the winter and through the non-growing season, answering questions and stuff like that.
Can we find it at your website, croptechinc.com? Can we find that that podcast there?
Yep, you can go in there and just click on the podcast and listen to it right there.
And you're on Twitter and Facebook at croptechinc. So the podcast is called Boots in the Field Report, and again, available at croptechinc.com. Ken, very instructive, very helpful, very important information for family farmers especially. Appreciate your time here from Crop Tech Consulting. Again, croptechinc.com. Ken Ferry here on the American Family Farmer.
You love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the Weekly American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, encouraging you, inviting you, if you will, to listen to our podcast every week. If you don't hear the whole program, or maybe it's not on at a convenient time, you can get the bits and pieces, the nuance, if you will, of the main focus of the program at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I was talking earlier about fairness for farmers. I belong to both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation. I think both of the organizations have value for different reasons. I think the NFU is much more focused on family farmers and family farming, and that's why I encourage people to join. They've been around since, I think, what, 1902, if I'm not mistaken. And then there's the American Farm Bureau Federation that does a lot of good legislative work. And it, for me, I want to know what's going on in both groups because it helps me find things to talk about that are meaningful, hopefully, with you on this broadcast, and helps me with my own farming. As a matter of fact, I become a little bit more politically engaged sometimes when, and I think both these groups are politically engaged, to be sure. I know the National Farmers Union has been all over the place talking about people getting vaccinated. That was one of the reasons I did the story on vaccines earlier on in this broadcast. But there are also a lot of people focused on what farmers can do with climate change, conservation initiatives. I think both the groups are into that. And I wonder individually whether any or all of us are thinking about what, you know, there's a lot of hype. I'm a broadcaster, so I get the hype. I do a Monday through Friday program called the DJV Show. I've been on the air for a long, long time. I spend a lot of time on the air every week. I hear all kinds of things, discuss all kinds of issues, and I get overloaded sometimes with the focus on whatever the issue of the day is. I've been pretty outspoken about Black Lives Matter and how there was need, and a lot of need, for focusing on the inequities, especially when it comes to black farmers, and they're not being able to get even title to their land and get loans from the government because of prejudice. Now, and I think we've seen a lot of these things in broadcasting. I've seen a lot of things swing more to black broadcasters, to the point where I think it's time for us to sort of stop and take stock of what we are doing and how we're doing it. Whether it's the farmer, I'm not sure, however, in terms of the black farmer, that we've gone far enough to equalize the playing field. I think in other worlds we have, and I think that, you know, sometimes there's a danger of overreacting, and I guess that goes for any issue. The climate change thing is another. I think that we really have to be aware of what's going on in the climate, because it's important for all of us in our lives now and the future of our families to be good shepherds. I think that to have everybody think that farmers are creating the problem because the methane gas that comes out of the back end of a cow is complete nonsense. And I also kind of think that when it comes to diesel-powered equipment, that thing is a little over the top, too. There are a lot of people who want, this is a nightmare as far as I'm concerned, us to convert to electric tractors. Can you envision, just like stop for a second and think, what is your world going to be like if you have to plug in your tractor every night? Or let's say we have an electric-powered tractor, and they're going to come. You see the trucks that are being developed that are electric-powered, and mind the car. The cars are almost like we accept them now as part of the landscape. Trucks, not quite yet, but with that new Ford F-150, that's how a lot of people are buying that. I think, you know, it's okay, except don't kid yourself and thinking that you're, if you buy something that's electric, that you're going to save the atmosphere, because at the moment you aren't. The amount of money, or sorry, amount of electricity that it takes to generate whatever it is that charges up your car comes from fossil-fired plants for the most part, coal and oil and gas. So that electricity is being made by the same process that your car basically produces its energy. So I just don't want people to be kidding themselves thinking, oh, well, I'm going to get an electric truck so that'll save the environment. At the moment, it doesn't. It may be cool, but it's going to be a while before we have an equality there. And I think it's important for you to understand that, as well as many other things. I'm at the National Farm Broadcasters Association meeting in Kansas City. I expect to think of a lot of things we'll talk about in the near future here as I roam around the convention site. So I'll look forward to talking to you again next week here on the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.